guys kind of the three quarters and fourth quarter, they just kind of ran away with it?
I don't think they ran away with it. We got beat by 8 points. They shot 46%. They shot 39%. You call that running away?
Coach, you got to like your chance. If you hold them at 40%, you got to like your chance.
But, you know, Eddie got away from us and Paul got away. Paul in the second half played really well. I thought for three quarters we really competed and did a hell of a job and competed on the boards. We, you know, did a good job in terms of, you know, trying to make KG beat us inside and stay home on the three-point shooters as much as we can. But then, you know, in the second half, Paul just stepped up and really played well. And we contested really well for three quarters. And in the fourth quarter, our contest number was the worst by far. And we, you know, we gave up 24, 23, 23 against a really good offensive team. And then we gave up 34 in the fourth quarter. And it was primarily, we lost touch with Eddie. Which Jimmy's capable of doing. I mean, he's a great player off the bench, and we lost touch with Paul. I mean, Paul got 37, but he took 27 shots to get it. But in the fourth quarter, when we, you know, needed stops or needed to make big plays, we didn't do it. I didn't think that we matched their urgency in the fourth quarter. You know, maybe a little more experience, maybe guys just making plays when it mattered, but. Overall, I thought it was, again, we said this before, there'd be nights against the good teams when we played better than we played better in losing tonight than we played better, you know, in some of our wins. But when you don't close the deal, when you don't play well in the fourth quarter, it doesn't matter. Our shot selection wasn't as good in the fourth quarter. And our defensive contest and the way we lost some people in the fourth quarter was really disappointing.
Can you talk a little about Delonte and the lift he gave you guys off the bench?
I thought the bench in general, particularly in the first half. I mean, the first half, that was the difference. It was similar to last. I mean, I think we talked about it this morning, but you kind of feel it, you know, when the second group is on the bench, you're on the floor, you got to take advantage of it. In the first half, we did a really good job, that group entirely. But I mean, Wally had a really good first half. Delonte, I thought, had two good halves. But Jelly gave us good minutes. Joe came in, it was limited minutes. But Nick played with that group, got us back in, got us ahead, got the building really going, and it was good. Overall for the game, it's still, I don't know, I didn't add it up, but I'm sure it's a big plus for our bench against theirs, but we weren't able to outplay them as much in the second half. You know, as a matter of fact, they got, the game got away from us when the two benches were on the floor in the fourth quarter, primarily Eddie, but like the same group that had opened it up for us, to give their guys credit, they did the damage in the fourth, and then when they brought the heavy hitters back in, Paul just picked it up and kept going. I mean, I thought Kurt Thomas was magnificent. I mean, he doesn't have points, but I mean, the way he defended and the way he rebounded was great. I thought both our point guards gave us really good minutes. Wally gave us a real lift in the first half, but we just we played well. We played very well for three quarters. We did not play very well in the fourth quarter, and they did. And if they, they don't play really well, then, you go right down to the wire with it. But they took their game to another level, and we didn't.